Let's get into Cakes' entertainment page, brought to you by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at BMWofairfax.com.
Yes, sir.
Lead story. Diddy jury setback could indicate a, quote, stealth juror. Oh, I don't even know what that means. Maybe JP can tell me.
One person's holding out.
Jurors in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial began deliberations on Monday. The jury sent two notes to the court throughout the 5.5 hours of deliberations. The first note from the jury claimed one juror could not follow Judge Aaron Subramanian's instructions. The issue during the first day of deliberations could signal a stealth juror, leading to the possibility of jury nullification, a legal expert told Fox News Digital. A juror who cannot follow your honor's instructions is a potential stealth juror, and we're looking at the possibility of jury nullification. Says the defense has to be feeling good right now.
So it would be a mistrial?
Why can't they just
jury nullification sometimes is just a not guilty verdict. Like, they don't care and they just
want out?
No, they're
why can't they just replace it?
Here's the legal jargon. Judge Subramanian can admonish the juror, but if they still refuse to follow instructions, his only real options are to dismiss the juror under Rules 23 and 24 and replace them with an alternate.
Yeah.
But that will create an appellate issue or declare a mistrial, and we'll have to start all over.
Oh, okay.
All right. The defense has to be feeling good right now.
They don't say defense in court of law.
Defense.
That was
defense. Defense.
Defense.
Defense.
You get pumped when you chant defense. Yeah, I can't say defense. I have to say defense.
That's usually how they say it.
All right. So
do you say prosecution?
All right. Prosecution. All right, so now is it? I guess it is the defense department, not the defense department.
Yeah.
So the only time you say defense is when you're talking about playing defense?
Probably.
That's the only time I say it.
Defense, defense.
The English language doesn't necessarily defense, make great defense. Sense.
All right, so when is this judge going to make the decision?
I'm sure I know. How would I know?
I mean, it's been going on for a month.
You mean the decision?
the decision.
There's a lot of theories out there that Diddy got to pay this guy off.
Fishing for a mistrial, and started the whole. We're gonna have Diddy news.
More Diddy trial
Diddy
number two
until like. The year 2028.
Hey,
it's going to drag on forever.
I've actually planned for our Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
For the entertainment page segment, I might have a Bad Boys banger as the intro.
Well, that sounds horrible. that sounds like I need to plug my ears during that intro.
You know what?
So I can't hear it.
I can't wait.
You know what? For the first time in my life, I'll be happy that my ears are ringing and I can't hear. When you play a horrible Diddy song, you subject us
to that. Hey, Drabby. How about the...
I said a Bad Boys song. He might be part of it.
Drabby, how about the Brian Kohlberger update?
Shocking.
This is huge. Is that on the EP? I'm sorry.
No.
It's not entertainment.
That's not entertainment news.
Well, I know.
That's fine. You can throw it in there.
I didn't know.
So he's admitted what everybody already knew.
Well, he agreed to a plea deal.
So he doesn't die.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He admitted what everybody already knew, that he did it.
It's more than that. Since there's so many families and victims involved in this thing,
right?
They were torn on what to do.
Yeah,
one of the families of the murder victims is absolutely distraught that they let him accept a plea deal because they wanted the death penalty.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right.
They immediately after the deal was accepted, they went on social media and said they weren't even called about the plea deal. They received an email with a letter attached. It's shocking and cruel to what they did to us. I mean, yeah, but I think what would have to happen, once it goes to trial, you got to bring all these people who have to relive this thing. The survivors have to relive it. The family's torn apart again. It was a mess. I could see it both ways, but at least the guy's going to rot away forever.
Right.
I mean, what a piece of absolute
Yeah, but they want to see him dead. That's the family.
I get it.
That's the family of Kaylee Concalves. Concalves?
Yeah. Yeah, Kaylee's family.
Yeah. They were distraught.
Well, I mean,
did the other three families talk publicly?
I haven't seen them talk publicly yet, but yeah. The rumor was, there were the reports that the families were split on what to do.
Yeah, so they were just pissed that the state offered the plea deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, all the evidence that he had DNA at the freaking house.
Right.
There was DNA on the weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why they would offer a plea deal.
I think
they had the car. They had the car he was driving around.
Oh, well, there's no chance he was getting out of it.
Yeah,
I just think that they didn't want me either save money or didn't want to take the families through it again. Or some maybe
didn't
one
want
of the families
to, like
did.
Them to have to go through a trial.
Remember, there were surviving girls in the house. They'd have to relive this whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the most traumatic thing imaginable.
He'll probably get killed in prison.
Hopefully.
I mean, what a loser.
Yeah, we can all hope for that.
I threw that into the EP. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I knew probably wouldn't get to it.
All good. Next story on the EP, the Golden Bachelor, ex-NFL linebacker Mel Owens, he told producers, if they give him any women older than 60, he's cutting them on the spot.
Really?
He's using his leverage. He said, if you bring me any woman older than 60, they are going to get cut.
How old is Mel Owens?
He's 66.
Okay.
So I guess he's told the producers, you have to give me a pool of women to pick from that are between 45 and 60 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
So he's drawing a line in the sand, basically saying, if you give me anybody older than 60, they are immediately getting thrown overboard.
Man, I'm assuming
the Golden Bachelor must have been a hit that they're bringing it back.
I think it was.
And I saw a commercial for Bachelor in Paradise. That's coming back.
I can't keep up with all of it.
Valdez has
taken the mantle as biggest Bachelor.
I didn't watch it, but I saw the trailer, too. They're bringing the oldies to the Bachelor in Paradise.
That's why I was bringing it up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Hey, so, there might be some old guy, young girl shenanigans.
Did you see me wake up? I did see that. That's like an animal popping his head out of a hole.
Or cougar, younger guy.
Yeah. I mean, the possibilities are endless. Who knows what could happen?
I'm intrigued.
I mean, I saw a quick ad for, I think it was a Golden Bachelor, where the woman was talking about like getting her knees redone. I don't even know what that means.
I can relate.
I mean, no, not like, I don't think she meant like a surgical, like functional procedure. I think she meant like a cosmetic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like.
Yeah, she's got old lady saggy knees. And she got a knee lift.
Like kneecaps look
yeah, got
like
a knee lift.
Like palatable. I don't know. I was just like, ugh. Gross. I'm just never going to watch that.
Mel Owens was the ninth pick in the draft. He was a first round pick. Now he represents former athletes in like workers' comp. He's a lawyer now.
Oh, I had no idea.
And he represents athletes in workers' comp cases.
I'll be honest. I saw the name. It didn't really ring a bell.
I recognize the name.
I don't remember. Couldn't tell you who he played for.
He was a Ram.
Didn't know that.
Played for the Rams entire career.
Keith Urban, who looks a lot like our friend Chris Farley, appears to end radio interview after a question about Nicole Kidman and Zac Efron's sex scenes ricked him.
You want to hear it?
Yes, I do want to hear it. By the way, Urban.
The ugly ones.
Oh, not you, Keith. No ugly guests on today. So the way the Wall of Truth works is you sort of just have to answer this question truthfully. And when I was coming up with something to ask you, Keith Urban, if you're happy to play this game, the first thing I thought of, with your beautiful wife, Nicole Kidman, being on so many great movies, TV shows all the time, I watched a movie with her and Zac Efron recently, Family Affair, and I thought...
that's a good one.
What does Keith Urban think when he sees his beautiful wife with beautiful younger men like Zac Efron having these beautiful love scenes on TV and radio? Oh, why has that happened? What's just happened to you?
He's disconnected from Zoom.
Did he just hang up on us?
I think his team hung up on us because they didn't want us to ask that question.
Really?
Mm.
So that was on Mix 102.3's Haley and Max in the Morning. Uh-huh. They do a wacky Australian morning zoo show. And I guess Keith Urban
didn't want to talk about it.
He did not want to play their little reindeer games about Nicole Kidman making out with Zac Efron.
Or he had a bad cell signal.
I'm sure all of a sudden.
It was a Zoom.
The Zoom just happened to disconnect when it was a risque topic about his wife feeling up Zac Efron in a Netflix show.
I like that game, The Wall of Truth. Is that what they call it?
Wall of Truth is pretty
play
good.
Play that over here.
Yeah, how would you feel, though?
Well, I think
Jess was an actress and mm-hmm. she's very attractive and she was doing love sex scenes with actors that are 20 years younger, how would you feel?
You'd feel terrible.
Timothy Chalamet's tongue is Jess.
It wouldn't be fun.
You think he'd feel good?
No, but I mean, think about it. Think about how many actors there are that do sex scenes.
Sure.
I mean, happens hundreds, if not thousands of times a year.
That's why they have intimacy coordinators on set.
That's actually a thing.
Oh, yeah. That's the hottest job in Hollywood.
Oh, it is?
Ask Justin Baldoni.
Okay. I guess if I ever encountered him, I would ask him about it. I don't see how we run in the same circles, but sure. Yeah. So he immediately disconnected the Zoom and I guess just
didn't want to talk about it.
It's good. I think it'd be terrible even if it was just a kissing scene.
Mm hmm.
Do you want anybody making out with Teresa at this point?
I mean, depends how much money is involved.
The old, what is it? The Wall of Truth?
The Wall of Truth.
Steal their bit. Steal their segment. All right, we've talked about this film franchise for literally 20 plus years.
I know exactly the franchise you're talking about.
Was there a new one coming out?
No,
Fast and Furious?
Of course.
The
14th Fast and Furious film is on the way and will include even more familiar faces than fans expected. Vin Diesel surprised a crowd at Fuel Fest in Pomona, California, whatever that is. It's got to be for like car nerds and gearheads. And he broke news about a certain fan favorite character's return. Here's Vin Diesel's quotes. The studio said to me, Vin, can we please have the finale of Fast and Furious in April 2027? And he responded, under three conditions. He then laid out his terms. First is to bring the franchise back to LA. The second thing was to return to the car culture, to the street racing. The third thing was reuniting Dom and Brian O'Connor. The problem with that is Brian O'Connor is played by Paul Walker, who perished in a car crash in November of 2013 at the age of 40.
So they could probably AI it, though.
With AI and CGI, I think they're going to attempt to do that
for
the final installment of Fast and Furious, which I still can't believe has cranked out as many sequels as they have over the years.
And how many?
I think they're on 10 or 11.
So I was pretty close on 14. 13 movies.
It's that many?
Wow, so I was just guessing 14.
They definitely had an offshoot too, like I can't remember the name.
Hobbs and it was The Rock and Jason Statham.
Calvin and Hobbes. Yeah,
it's definitely not that, but yeah.
You think Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah. You think it's not bad but sad when the song's playing and Dom and Brian are going down the road and they split because Brian's dead in real life?
I don't watch the Fast and Furious movies, but it's definitely emotional.
Yeah.
It's definitely like a thing. Even though I have no attachment to the movies, like it is sad that Paul Walker died. It's really sad that he died with just hot rodding around. And did he crash into a telephone pole or something like that?
Yeah.
I think that's the way. And then his car caught fire. I mean, it's a tragic story.
How long ago was that?
2013. 12 years ago.
Wow.
So I didn't realize there were 13 movies in the series.
This is the 14th.
So that's crazy. Another car-related story. Beyonce had to pause her show in Houston after her flying Cadillac as part of her stage show tilted in midair.
Yeah.
She's like flying. She's like going over the crowd in the Cadillac. And then all of a sudden, I guess it started tilting to one side, leaving Beyonce clinging to a flagpole for support. She had to say stop 5 times, bringing an abrupt end to her country ballad, 16 Carriages. Valdez probably loves it. He loves the country version of Beyonce. Gasps were heard from the audience. She said, if I ever fall, I know y'all will catch me. Her company, Parkwood Entertainment, said a technical mishap caused the car to tilt. She was quickly lowered. Nobody was injured. The show continued without incident.
I wonder if she'll ever do that again.
But it's kind of scary that she gets up in a stage prop and almost got tilted out of it.
Hey, I saw that video. Look, she was at least, she had to be 50 feet up.
Pretty
in
high
air.
Up.
Yeah, she was
pretty
up there.
Pretty high up. All right, so that's your EP. I hope I entertained you.
Good job.
I hope Jason entertained you about the story about the Idol killer.
Brian Kohlberger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's more interesting than any of those stories.
It probably is.
But that's okay.
All right.
You did a good job.
Don't forget, coming up later, Chris Miles in about 20 minutes, NBA TV host. We'll talk NBA free agency.